Good morning. Welcome to Good Morning Westchester. John Marino along with you Thursday night at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in White Plains. The American Jewish Committee of Westchester and Fairfield had their annual awards dinner, the Judge Learned Hand event. And the Judge Learned Hand event honoring this year one of WVOX's own, the Honorable Samuel Fredman, one-time State Supreme Court Justice for the 9th District, representing Westchester in the Lower Hudson Valley, along with Jeremy Temkin. The president of the American Jewish Committee of Westchester and Fairfield is, the regional president is Stuart Ginsburg. Stuart Ginsburg, good morning, and here we are tonight. Good evening to you as well. The American Jewish Committee advocating for global Jewish advocacy.
That's correct. We're also based on a foundation of human rights and promoting democratic values around the world. We have multiple offices, including Berlin and in Paris and in Brussels. We address issues like anti-Semitism, as well as issues regarding Israel.
Our honorees tonight, Samuel Fredman and Jeremy Temkin, the Honorable Samuel Fredman and Jeremy Temkin, Esquire. How were they selected this year?
Well, we have a committee ably chaired by David Glaser, and the idea is to have honorees that are in the best image of a learned hand, which is someone who is focused on doing good, focused on the law, with irrespective to individual agenda.
Does the direction a jurist leans in when it comes to the law matter, or is it just a matter of honoring someone who reads the law the fairest way possible?
I think it's more an issue of reading the law the fairest way possible and being true to your own values with a certain amount of morality to it, as Judge Learned Hand did throughout his career.
As for the organization, the American Jewish Committee, what are the future plans? What does the group intend to do down the road as you look ahead?
Well, AJC is very much dedicated to international diplomacy. We meet with diplomats, we meet with foreign heads of state on a regular basis. One of our critical initiatives is something called Project Interchange, where we bring non-Jewish leaders to Israel on seminars so that they can experience Israel and experience Palestinian leaders and come away from it with a fairer, more well-balanced appreciation of the nuances and the complications of the region.
You have an ecumenical group here tonight overall as we look around the room, a couple hundred people here at least. Among that group, there are so many leaders in different categories, from government, from the civic world, from politics, etc. The battle against anti-Semitism, how is that going now? Are we seeing the progress finally?
Well, you know, anti-Semitism is 1,000 years or longer, 2,000 years in the making, so we don't expect we're solving it anytime soon. It has been distressing to see the recent rise of anti-Semitism in Europe in particular, some of the attacks that have been well publicized. The good news is that governments in Europe are particularly sensitive to it. Angela Merkel, President of France, have all made statements condemning it. But really, anti-Semitism is, for Europe, the battleground for them fighting for their own democratic values and a tolerant society. I think that that's where the battle needs to be fought. Thankfully, Jews can always go to Israel and to the United States, but a Europe without Jews is not a happy place, and it's not a good place for non-Jewish Europeans. So our fight is to promote democracy in Europe and democratic values and tolerance, and anti-Semitism is one of those ways, certainly for a Jewish organization, that we approach that and regularly meet with diplomats and world leaders to express our point of view on that.
Stuart Ginsburg, Regional President, American Jewish Committee of Westchester and Fairfield. Our thanks to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you spending the time with me today.